Sometimes we think in simplistic terms, in terms of black and white, but the reality is there's a lot of gray and there are different levels of reality. Sometimes we don't consider the fact that every individual in the earth is living, in a sense, in their own world. We're all processing life differently. We all have such a different, unique experience. And from going from the complete dark place to a place where we're in bright light, we first go through different levels and shades of gray. We're all living in different realities. And as we ascend in the Spirit, in our spiritual walk, as we're strengthened with the Ruach HaKodesh, with the Holy Spirit, we begin to break off more and more of the dark, more and more of the gray, and slowly we enter in to more and more light. So for example, let's say that you struggle with anger. At first you might start out, you're just an angry person. When you're in that state without self-awareness, you'll actually feel justified in your anger. You'll think that you're right to blame everybody else on your problems and on your frustration. And over time, the Holy Spirit begins to convict you that maybe your anger isn't the other person's fault, maybe it's your fault, and you need to resist that spirit of anger. That's what happened to me. So going back now, close to 20 years ago, the Holy Spirit really woke me up to this fact. And so I started warfaring against anger. And I remember the first real test that I had, something happened and I was so angry. And I was angry at a person. But the Holy Spirit had begun to deal with me about this, so I resisted letting out that anger. It took all my strength to resist letting out that anger. But I was successful by the grace of God. And what happened was something began to break. And I got more and more power in the Holy Spirit to resist anger. Then slowly over time, what happened is I started gaining more peace. And people even saw the change in me. It was real. And I began to ascend out of that place of darkness. For me, it was a stronghold of anger, to slowly coming in to more and more light, more and more peace, more and more love. But I had to ascend, and it took time. And I had to build strength in the Spirit by resisting. Well, that's just one example of ascending into a different reality. You see, God has called you and I out of darkness into His marvelous light. But we don't just go, bam, out of darkness into the light. We have to grow into it. And so even as I began speaking today about different people living in different realities, which is absolutely true, it's also true that you and I move through different realities in our walk and our ascension into the depths of Jesus. So I want to encourage you today that there's more for you, and that walking with Jesus isn't just about confessing Him as Lord. Yes, it begins with confessing Him as Lord. That's absolutely the beginning. But some people think that's all there is to it. We are on a quest. We're on an adventure. We're climbing a mountain. We have to pick up our cross every day and struggle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And as we do, we ascend out of darkness into the light, and God keeps on bringing us into more and more light in our reality. So I want to encourage you today. You got to understand you're in a battle, and I want you to take this word seriously. We are not here on earth to recreate. We're here to warfare. We're spiritual warriors that are called to overcome. And this is why Yeshua taught in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, 7 times He said this, "He that overcomes will inherit these things." We are here to overcome. And as you do, you're going to find your perception of reality changing, and you're going to be brought more and more into the depth of God's love. Well, beloved, I hope my teaching is helping you. And I want to ask you today, if you've been consuming my teaching, would you give something back? We can't just be people that take, and unfortunately, a lot of people that watch YouTube, they don't consider the fact that those of us that are producing YouTube content, it costs money. Without God's people supporting my channel, beloved, I can't do what I'm doing. So if you feel you're being helped If you feel the Holy Spirit just nudging you to present an offering to the Lord through Discovering the Jewish Jesus, I just encourage you to be obedient. It's biblical to support the ministries that are feeding us. It's biblical to make offerings and financial sacrifices into the kingdom of God. We'll be rewarded for it. God's called us to sow our finances into His kingdom. And if this is a channel that's helping you, beloved, I just want to ask you sincerely, would you open your heart? And if the Holy Spirit is nudging you to make an offering to the Lord through DJJ, Discovering the Jewish Jesus, just be obedient. That's all I ask. Well, I love you. And until next time, God bless you. Thank you for your love and shalom.